RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Pats go top, a City slip, and the return of the Cheltenham roar. Was that really only 2 years ago, Darren Frehill?
It was. Hard to believe, isn't it, Gavin? The Cheltenham Festival beginning today, and as you said, so much has happened in the last couple of years, and wasn't it this time 2 years ago, this very week, when things just took a really bad turn for the worse, and the festival went ahead just as Ireland and the UK were closing down because of the pandemic. Cheltenham took a lot of criticism at the time. So many Irish over there, still hard to fathom why it wasn't pulled after a day or two when things were becoming very clear that this was becoming a super spreader event. It continued and it went ahead again last year, but behind closed doors, a very different atmosphere and not the Cheltenham we are used to at all. Joe Stack is there for us today. Joe, are things back to normal on and off the track today?
Good morning to you, Darren. There's probably been very, very little normal in the world over the last 2 years. And despite the pandemic hopefully receding in the rearview mirror, there's very little normal going on in the world at the moment. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why there is such a build-up to this festival, that people who identify Cheltenham as such a massive part of their sporting year finally see this as a chance to get back to normality, as we're calling it, or sporting normality at least. And they are here in their numbers. They're looking to let their hair down. I was coming over in a plane yesterday. Every seat on the plane sold out. The newspapers of choice on the plane were certainly racing ones. They are expecting 275,000 people to attend the festival over the 4 days. About a third of those are expected to be Irish. It's got a 70,000 capacity, so you're talking 15, 20,000 Irish people here every day, Thursday and Friday, already sold out days. A hotel bedroom in Cheltenham tonight, if you go onto one of the booking sites, you'll be lucky to get it for less than 500 euros. You could pay 700 to 900 euro for a perfectly normal hotel. The University of Gloucester, Darren, back in, I think, 2016, 2017, did an economic report on the Irish spend at Cheltenham. That year, in 2016, they spent over £22 million sterling. I think that's going to be exceeded this time round.
Wow, they are some incredible facts, Joe. What about the racing itself? I know Tuesday is traditionally seen as probably the best day of the week in terms of overall racing. What are the highlights for you?
Well, I suppose the highlights, Darren, are going to be the fact that you will hear the crowd respond to what's happening on the track. That famous Cheltenham roar that was missing last year at around 1:30 when the white flag is raised for the Supreme Novices. That's going to be heard again with 65,000 people watching what the Irish will hope will be another Irish positive start to the meeting. Dysart Domino for Willie Mullins and Mighty Potter for Garden Elliott. There's lots of highlights when you've got four grade ones on the opening day. The Mare's Hurdle, Tell Me Something Girl, the Arkle is there. But I think one of the big highlights for me is going to be the Champion Hurdle and the phenomenon last year that was Rachel Blackmore with her six wins over the festival. But as one of the writers in the newspaper today was suggesting, it was a brilliant success for Rachel Blackmore and a brilliant spectacle last year when Honeysuckle jumped the last in the Champion Hurdle. But it was a jump that was greeted with silence because there was nobody here. That's all going to change this afternoon. So can you imagine that roar when Rachel and Honeysuckle, who are odds-on favourites for the Champion Hurdle, jump the last if they're in front today? How all racing fans are going to greet that.
Finally, Joe, Irish success. We've dominated this festival, haven't we, over the last couple of years. Are you expecting the same again against our English rivals?
Well, the figures last year were phenomenal. There's 28 races at Cheltenham. It was 23-5 in favour of Irish-trained horses last year, Darren. And what's remarkable is the so-called Prestbury Cup, which is the battle between the English and the Irish-trained horses. The Irish won the first Prestbury Cup in 2013, 9 years ago. 2015 was the last time they didn't win the Prestbury Cup. And they have dominated ever since. As we said, 23 of the 28 races last year. Reading Ruby Walsh in the Examiner this week, he doesn't expect it to be quite as one-sided this time, but he still reckons it'll be 18-10 or so. And as another writer described it in a newspaper this morning, they're not talking about an Irish whitewash, but an Irish greenwash. So yes, we expect it to continue, and perhaps not as one-sided as it was last year.
Joe Stack, thank you very much. 1:30 start there this afternoon. St. Pat's are top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. 2-0 win at home to UCD. Both Sligo and Derry join second. Sligo 3-1 winners against Finn Harps. Derry 2-0 victors against Drogheda. Champion Shamrock Rovers are 2 points off the lead. They were held to a scoreless draw by Dundalk. Bohemians and Shelburne played out a 1-1 draw. Bowes finished the game with 10 men and needed a late goal to get a share of the spoils. Their manager is Keith Long.
We expect more from ourselves. You know, I know there's lots of change. I know there's lots of players coming into the team, some new faces. We're 5 games into a season, you know, so it's very early days. But we know the importance of a fast start in this league. And unfortunately, after 5 games, we're probably a little bit disappointed that we haven't, you know, won at home here tonight against a well-organised Shelburne team. You know, they get lots of bodies behind the ball. They try and play on the break and the counter-attack. They can be difficult to break down. They're well organised.
In the first division, wins for Cork City, Galway United, Bray and Cove. Galway and Cork, top of the standings, joint top of the standings. Another big twist in the Premier League. Manchester City held to a scoreless draw by Crystal Palace. City 4 points clear of Liverpool. Liverpool play their game in hand against Arsenal tomorrow. Celtic beat Dundee United in the Scottish Cup to book a place in the semi-finals against Rangers. Shane Lowry's challenge at the Players' Championship faded. Ended up in a tie for 13th, 7 behind the winner Cameron Smith. Seamus Power and Rory McIlroy finished tied for 33rd. And finally, the GAA has doubled down on the decision to cover player expenses for 4 gatherings a week to include both training and matches. Any additional sessions must be negotiated by individual counties. The association issued a circular last night. That's your sport for now.